Well, joining us in this in the studio now, Jay Anderson, and we've got Tim Cochran on the line. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let me just start by saying that the Grand Portage National Monument, of which you are a part, is currently working on a plan to construct a LEED certified seasonal housing project for its employees. Now, as I understand, the construction project provides them with affordable housing so that you can attract high quality seasonal staff, and that this may be the first platinum LEED rated park in the whole Midwest region. But before we get into the specifics of LEED, tell me, Tim, how's the Park Service collaborating with the Grand Portage Tribal Council on this project?
We're collaborating fundamentally in two different ways. The first way is actually pre-building, and that is that we worked an arrangement, we worked a formal lease with the Grand Portage Band through the Reservation Tribal Council to lease roughly 3 acres, which is the construction site. That solved a long-standing problem in the monument area, the stockade area and picnic area that hugs Lake Superior. The problem for us is there's archaeologic deposits almost everywhere. So finding a spot that was free of archaeological deposits was a step one. And the second collaboration, the Grand Portage Band is doing all the construction. And that is through our Tribal Self-Governance Act agreement that we do every year with the Grand Portage Band, led by the Reservation Tribal Council. And that's the only such agreement in 395 national park units of its type.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the LEED standards. Now, these are pretty rigorous. And why did you decide to go with LEED standards in constructing the housing?
Well, we wanted to do the Park Service generally now is in a big interest in green building, and including the Department of Interior, which we're a part, has set some standards for lowering energy consumption and green building practices. And what happened for us, where we were fortunate, is that they were working on a prototype building design, and they needed a guinea pig, so to speak. And we were at the right place at the right time. So we volunteered. We had a desperate need for housing. The result is we're up and away on the project.
Now, when you say they had a pilot project, who's they?
The National Park Service develops essentially what you would call stock design. So if they find a design that works in one location, then they'll use it in other places to save money. And in this case, they had a stock design that they wanted to beef up and make it more green, energy efficient, et cetera. And that's what we're doing here.
Well, you said there's a pressing need for housing. Well, let's talk about the housing. Who's it specifically for, and will it have any other purposes?
Sure. In the summertime, when the need is greatest for us, I looked for just last year, we had 21 seasonal employees and volunteers. About half of those numbers are actually volunteers that come up and spend the whole summer with us. A certain proportion of those folks are not local people, and they need housing. So that's the primary use it's being put up for. In the off-season or shoulder seasons, we often have research ongoing. And in the wintertime, we even have research or other employees that need housing. Sometimes we have students that are doing research in our archaeological collections here. So the main use of the building is in the summer, but we do have fall and winter use as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you kind of describe what the housing is? I mean, what does it consist of? Is it like an apartment or?
Sure. It's it's essentially the floor plan that's doubled. There's an east wing and a west wing that are a mirror image of each other, and there's a shared porch or shed or entranceway. There's 4 bedrooms in each wing, so 8 total. It has things in it like it's been calibrated to absorb a lot of sun in the wintertime, and then the windows to not allow a lot of or less amount of sun in the summertime. It has a pretty steep roof, has solar panels on it to generate some degree of electricity, even though we're would be better if we were further south as far as generating electricity through the solar panels.
I know there's been some talk on the reservation about wind generation. Is there anything that could be tied into that at all?
You're correct. The reservation is looking at perhaps generating its own electricity either through wind or perhaps other means. That would be a larger project. We would love to tie into that, but we would just be a consumer like any residential person in on the reservation if that were to occur.
Okay, we've been talking with Grand Portage Monument Superintendent Tim Cochran about a new housing project that would be platinum LEED certified for seasonal housing for employees and other uses during the shoulder season. Thanks for joining us and filling us in. We'd like to keep track on this once we get under construction.
Well, we're way underway on construction. So
you are. Okay.
Yeah, keep talking to us.
You got the walls up? Is that it?
We have the walls and the roof up. So,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So we're quite a ways. Hope to be done perhaps by May.
Wow. Well, I should have talked to you sooner, Tim. We'll be back to you before May. Maybe we'll come up and take a look at it.
That'd be fine.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye.
Bye-bye.